Very important segment. I was looking forward to this for the last week or so in talking about the Suffolk County Police Foundation and the spotlight to launch a new nonprofit organization, ladies and gentlemen, in Suffolk County. The Police Foundation committed to providing the not-for-profit resources for the Suffolk County Police Department to improve. It's all about improving the quality of its services and so many different aspects of that. And that's where I bring in Lou Titone. First up, we're going to bring in a couple of different guests. We got separate lines for each. So we'll start with Lou, who happens to be the chairman of the Suffolk County Police Foundation and nice enough to give us a couple of minutes. First up, Mr. Titone. Lou, it is great to have you. I haven't spoke to you in such a long time. Thank you for all you do, my friend.
Well, it's been a while, Jay. Thank you so much for having us and highlighting the foundation. We're very excited about the future and what we're creating and the people that have come on board with us.
It's so great, Lou. I was reading about this and, you know, the nonprofit and everything else. It's about the quality of its services, the police department in general. We know how vital they are, the greatest department in the country, without question. And it's all about making the folks there feel like it's a little safer to live in a pretty volatile environment in our society this day and age, you know?
Yes, definitely. We have a lot of supporters that believe in the police and the police department and also want to show the police officers that there are people that support them. And I think it's vital that when you're out there doing the job and you're watching the media and you don't think that there are people supporting you, that there is a large amount of people that have your back and will help you financially and emotionally to get through the day.
No doubt about it. Give me a sense. I want to bring on Mike Vandenberg in just a sense, in a second, Lou. Give us a sense of how everything kind of developed with all of this. Give me a sense of all this with a nonprofit. We'll get Mike in a second. But how did it all get started? Go ahead.
So it is a great story. It's an inspirational story and also a story of tragedy. So we have Mike Vandenberg, who is the founder of Promise of Hope Foundation. Right. So a great foundation. They do great work. They have actually paid for the last four line of duty funerals for the New York City police officers that have been killed. And most recently, Jonathan Diller.
Yep.
When Commissioner Rodney Harrison was here, he had been a city guy and he knew the importance of a police foundation. So he asked Mike, because of his experience with foundations, to start the Suffolk County Police Foundation. And he also brought in Lisa Tozzolo. And if you don't know her story, it is, again, one of tragedy, but one of inspiration. Lisa's husband, Paul Tozzolo, was a sergeant with the New York City Police Department and was shot and killed on November 4th, 2016. And I am sure Lisa has had many, many dark days. But she has taken that tragedy and just turned it into tremendous good for so many people that are affected by similar tragedies. She has two young boys that she's raising on her own.
Yeah.
She's an inspiration to all of us. So when they asked me to come on board after I retired from the Suffolk County Police Department, I was very honored that they would think that I would be worthy of serving on this board with them.
No question. We're going to get everybody on here now. Tom Joy, Lou, is with us as well. Tom's role.
So Tom has been a tremendous supporter right from the beginning with the Asian Jade Society. He has been introducing us to police supporters and his organization. He has a very successful organization that's doing so much good, not just in that community, but in all of Suffolk County and Long Island. So we are very happy to have an affiliation with him and his support also.
All right, we're going to get to Tom in a sec. Lou, I'm going to put you on the side for a second. Let's bring in some others here, okay, my friend? Great job there. Let's bring in Mike Vandenberg, ladies and gentlemen. What a job Lou just described. Successful guy, business owner, co-founder of the Police Foundation and the Promise of Hope Foundation. The accomplishments, I would have to do another show based on that. I'll tell you, Mike, great job. Give me an idea regarding involvement. Welcome to the program.
Thank you again for having us on this morning and highlighting the Police Foundation. You know, when Commissioner Harrison had asked me to see if I could help them out with developing the Police Foundation and getting it off the ground, I was very excited to do that. You know, the Promise of Hope Foundation is tremendous supporters of the Blue. You know, like Lou said, we've been unfortunately having to cover more line of duty funerals than we would care to, but we also help fund the Suffolk County Widows and Orphans Fund as well as Nassau County's Widows and Orphans Fund. So our love for the police has always been there, and being tapped and asked to do this was, you know, it was a natural fit, you know, for us and what we do and what we believe in. And, you know, like Lou said, you know, when everybody in the world seemed like they were against the police, that's when we really stepped up and pushed back hard and says, no, we're in all the way with the police, and we don't care who believes in what we're about or not. You know, we're going to show our support. And this is just another way to continue to show what we believe in. And this foundation is going to do tremendous things for the department. You know, we can't always count on, you know, the money always being there, especially in tight crunches, you know, fiscally with the state right now. And that's when the foundation's going to step up and do its part.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It really has. And Mike, I'm going to put you on the side for now and bring you back, because I want to bring in Lisa DiZolo, who Lou mentioned prior in the opening conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa is just an incredible woman, mother of two, as Lou stated, who has taken that unspeakable tragedy of losing her husband in the line of duty and really turned it into tremendous good for so many others affected by similar tragedies. Lisa, it is it's an honor to have you on my show. You know, your story is one of such heartbreak, but I got to tell you, it's also of immense inspiration. Give me a sense. Welcome aboard. It's great having you. I know the story well. God, I remember that god-awful day back in 2016. I think it was November. But
correct.
In essence, it is great to have you here. Give me a sense of everything going on right now.
You know, for me, I am looking for ways to give back to others. Those that have been in my shoes before me, wrapped their arms around me and took care of me and made sure that I had a solid framework underneath me to be able to support my children and to, you know, grow and carry on in life the way our husbands would have wanted us to. And so now it is my duty and responsibility to pay it forward to those that come after me, whether it is another line of duty death, such as Detective Diller, who recently was killed, or just in terms of giving back to my local police department, Suffolk County, as well as all of our surrounding departments. It is our civic duty as community members to take care of our own as they take care of us.
Yeah. And again, you know, we talk about inspiration. You give that, at least without question. I was reading, elected to be the vice president Metro chapter of COPS Cops. That's Concerns of Police Survivors. I saw you on a recent interview. You were fantastic with all you were saying and advice for Stephanie Diller, the wife of the hero that died in line of duty, and Jonathan Diller a couple of weeks ago. So I want to give you so much props for that. I saw you're just an incredible inspiration. Give me a sense of that chapter of COPS. Go ahead.
So Concerns of Police Survivors is a national organization that provides support and assists in survivors of all kinds, whether it's parents, children, siblings, spouses, coworkers, in terms of rebuilding our lives and trying to pick ourselves back up after the unspeakable tragedy occurs to any of us. And so I have been fortunate to be elected vice president of our chapter, which covers the entire New York metro area, all the way up through some of our upper counties, as well as any East End agencies. We cover it all, and our responsibility is to support our survivors. And, you know, the great thing is that Concerns of Police Survivors not only supports the area, but supports all of the agencies nationally. But our particular agency, Suffolk County, has been struck by so many tragedies also that I personally have the ability to assist those local families that are right here. And so I can tap into them in two different directions, both as the vice president of Concerns of Police Survivors to help them individually, but also help our department and support our department through the Suffolk County Police Foundation, and allowing those two connections to just increase the ability to do great things, both for the department, for our living survivors in the department, for those that are affected by such unspeakable tragedy. And it's my privilege and my honor to be able to be doing this.
Not many people can. We give you so much credit for that, really. You know, the unspeakable tragedy that we talk about at least all the time, and unfortunately we talk about it way too often, turning it into tremendous good for so many others affected by similar tragedies. We can't thank you enough. I'm going to put you on the side for a second, Lisa. I want to bring in Tom Joy, who has been a vital part of so much. And Tom, we welcome you to the program. Lou was talking about you prior. Give us a sense of what's going on, my friend.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. My entire adult life has been spent in the military or the police department. I happen to live and work on Long Island. I raised my family in Long Island, and I love Long Island. Public safety, the feeling of safety, is what makes Long Island a place for all of us to make a living here and feel comfortable, feel safe, raise our families. And I've been an advocate for a police foundation many years before the police foundation actually started. The need for a police foundation was apparent. New York City had one, NASA PD has one. And if you look at the NASA County Police Academy that was recently built, it was built on a private-public partnership led by the NASA County Police Foundation. And the Police Explorers program in NASA County Police is one of the top-notch programs in the country, and it's also a benefactor of the foundation. So it is apparent that Suffolk County needed one, and I've been an advocate for it for many years. And finally, we had the good fortune of Commissioner Harrison from the last term starting it. And since Lou Tutone and Mike and Lisa are on board, and I couldn't be happier, and I'm one of their biggest supporters.
It's tremendous. It really is. And I implore people, go to the site, the Police Foundation, the Promise of Hope Foundation, ladies and gentlemen, promiseofhopefoundation.org. You will learn a lot, the accomplishments. Let's bring in back Lou to Tone. The accomplishments. Thank you, Tom. We'll get to you in a sec. Get back to you for closing words and whatnot. But, you know, you look at the accomplishments. Lou Tutone with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the chairman of the Suffolk County Police Foundation. Does such a wonderful job. You look at Promise of Hope, Lou, and the accomplishments. And, you know, you look at the back-to-school supply drives, the baby safe haven I was reading about, the Christmas gifts, kids in need, assisting families. You know, in one in particular, talk to me about this 13-year-old that I don't know if people can kind of realign here a little bit. Tyler Phillips, he pushed his sister out of harm's way. I remember reading about this. But Lou, it's examples like that of the importance of Promise of Hope. Go ahead, my friend.
Yes. Again, that's Mike Vandenberg's baby, so to say, but the work that they do. So I believe Tyler and his sister were walking down the street. He sees a car come barreling towards them. he pushes his sister out of the way, and he unfortunately gets struck and killed by the car. And the family was in a dire situation, like many of the families on Long Island. And Promise of Hope was able to boost them back up, clear up whatever issues they were having, and hopefully put them on a great path back to success. Again, another unspeakable tragedy, but with these nonprofit foundations that step in and help people out, I'm hoping that is a success story.
No doubt about it. That's just an incredible story of 13-year-old Tyler Phillips, folks, who heroically pushed his sister out of harm's way and was struck and killed by that driver. I want to bring in Mike for a second, you know, with the great foundation Promise of Hope. And Mike, also, I was reading about heading down to Uvalde back in the day after that tragic school shooting over at that elementary school, and it's about assisting in recovery and the healing of everything else of not just, you know, a community, but the nation in general. And that's what the foundation is all about here, Mike.
Yeah, you know, when Uvalde happened, you know, the entire country, the entire world probably took notice and was deeply affected by what happened there. And, you know, within the foundation of Promise of Hope, we had a bunch of supporters wanting to do something to make a difference. And it's always been important to me and the foundation. If someone gives you money, that's their hard-earned money. And you want to make sure that money goes to exactly where they wanted it to go to. And, you know, rather than collecting, I think we collected $60,000 or $70,000 and just sending it aimlessly to somebody, I thought it would be better to get on a plane, fly there, and really find out who needs the money and where it needs to go. You know, so I happened to get the opportunity to spend some time in Uvalde and meet some great people and to make sure that the people's money went directly to the cause. It was heartbreaking to be there, absolutely heartbreaking. You could feel the despair in the entire town when I rolled into town, and this was 3 weeks after the incident. But the foundation's money, the money that was donated, we made sure goes directly to the families that were affected. And, you know, and it's the same way as with the police foundation. You know, we're going to make sure that anyone that donates, that money is directly going to go to supporting and helping the department in one way, shape, or form.
Mike, great job. Anything you need from us, getting a word out, please don't hesitate. You know where to reach us. And a fantastic job regarding the Promise of Hope. We can't thank you enough, Michael.
Thank you.
Appreciate it all. Let's get Tom in for a closing comment. Tom, you as well. And I think that's a key thing that Mike said, Tom Joy, is the fact that people, you know, they want to know where everything is going. And the foundation really kind of lays it out, you know?
That's right. So before the foundation was started, there is no pathway for anybody in on Long Island to donate money directly to the police department. If you donated money, it would be either to the unions or fraternal organizations like the Suffolk County Police Station J Society, where we do community and charity work. But until the police foundation is founded, there is no pathway for anybody to donate money directly for public safety to the department. That's what the police foundation does. So once the police foundation receives the money, it is utilized for all things public safety, all things for police department, for all things for police officers, like buying bulletproof vests for or updated vests for police officers, new equipment, new training facilities, funding vital programs such as the Explorer program, which is a pathway for employment into law enforcement and for good citizenship for our youth. So these are just some of the vital programs that is going to be funded by the Suffolk County Police Foundation. And by the way, if you go to suffolkcountypolicefoundation.org, that is their website. It's an outstanding website. If you take a look, it'll give you more information as well.
Tom, that's a great job. We can't thank you enough. Anything you need from us as well to you, sir, get a hold of us because it's so important, this Promise of Hope Foundation, and all they do, the accomplishments, learn more about it and everything else, folks. It is vital. Tom, appreciate it all. Let's bring in Lisa. Lisa, it's just, what can you say? What can you say that hasn't been said about Lisa DiZzolo and all that she has done after just the unspeakable tragedy of her husband in the line of duty back in November of 2016? Lisa, we thank you so much for all you have done. What is a final comment from you of what you want people to know, my dear?
Wow. Do you have an hour? No, I'm just kidding.
Anytime you need it, you know you got it here.
Thank you. No, for me, I think it is so vitally important that everyone understands the impact that a family and an officer experiences, not only when you experience tragedy, but just on a daily basis. You know, the loss of time that officers have spending with their family because they are protecting strangers is an incredible strain on the home life and the family system that's in place. And, you know, there's such a supportive family backing every single officer. And it's not just that blood family, but it's that blue family, you know, friends, extended neighbors. It's so vitally important that we as community members remember that these officers and their families are giving so very much to make sure our areas are safe, and just to please continue to support them in whatever way you possibly can. You know, making a positive impact is so important. I used to be an assistant principal of a school in Suffolk County, and I always said that it was my responsibility to teach civic responsibility to my 2,000 students that I was responsible for. But now we have the opportunity to make sure that the 1.2 or 1.3 million people that are in our county alone have that opportunity to be reminded that it is our responsibility to take care of our own and take care of our police officers. So if anyone wants to participate, wants to support our Suffolk County Police Foundation, we would welcome it very much so.
No question. And Lisa, know this as well. Anytime you want to come on my show, even if it is for an hour, you're welcome to. Because your words, your message, I think is so important for people to know about. And again, we can't thank you enough. And we look forward to the next time, Adira. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it all. Lisa DiZzolo there. And Lou Titone, we'll bring you back for a closing comment, my friend. Well done there. Well done. I think it's an important message. You know, a lot of times behind the scenes, people aren't aware of some of this stuff. And that's why I was so looking forward to bringing you on, Lou. But, you know, we really get a sense of Promise of Hope and the foundation and everything that it's all about, you know?
Yes, and like Tommy had said, you know, please visit our website at SuffolkCountyPoliceFoundation.org. You can contact me directly. It's L Titone, T-U-T-O-N-E, at SuffolkCountyPoliceFoundation.org. Again, we're very excited about the private-public partnership that we're going to be doing. And this may sound like a plug, but it's not. If I could just, I have a number of board members already that have taken a chance at the very beginning of this and have come on board. And I think it's important that our officers know that some very successful businesses in Suffolk County have decided to support them on the Police Foundation. We have Dr. Jeff Basurka and President Todd O'Connell from the New York Cancer and Blood Specialist, Michael N. Brown from Fellow Health Partners, Richard Steinberg from Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Rory Bulovis from Bulovis Restorations, Scott Frail from Blue Line Wealth Management, and James Losick from Park East Construction. And we're having conversations and meetings almost daily with potential new donors and board members. So just to the police officers out there, know that you have support, that people are willing to spend their money, give their money, to make sure that you are properly trained, that our community is safe, that our Explorers program is a pathway to joining our police department. And Crime Stoppers also, President Pascazio of Crime Stoppers has agreed that he's going to fall under the umbrella of the Suffolk County Police Foundation also. So the future is bright and very exciting for us all here in Suffolk County. And I would be remiss if I didn't say we have full buy-in from our new county executive, Ed Romaine, and our police administration, starting with Commissioner Rob Waring, Deputy Commissioner Kevin Catalina, Deputy Commissioner Belinda Groneman. They have been very supportive in the building of this foundation and in support of it.
Lou, great job. I look forward to talking with you again soon. A lot of those guys you mentioned, what jobs they do, especially we know very well Jeff Forseca, New York Kansas Blow, what a job he does. Incredible. Lou Titone,
yes,
Chairman, Suffolk County Police Foundation, and all he does. Lou, look forward to talking with you soon. Anything you need, you know we're here.
All right, Jay. Thank you for your undying support of the police officers here in the county and the nation. We appreciate it. Thank you.